I will say last night I was out and about. And I went a little old school where I grabbed a quick bite to eat. I sat in my car and on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, they're part of the Wings Radio Network. I had a chance to listen to the third period in the overtime. And when the third period started, they're down 4-2. And I'm like, oh boy. And there was something about the crowd, something about Ken Cal, Paul Woods on the Wings Radio Network where I'm like, they're not out of this. And then they tie it up in the final minute and they win it in OT, and I get goosebumps not only from the call from Ken Cal and Paul Woods, which I'll have later for you. Superfly is going to put that up on the hot pad. But just the crowd in the end. And yeah, they go into tonight, and if they can win in Montreal and Washington loses at Philly, the Wings are going to get a playoff spot. And Ken Cal's call was historic last night, and Ken is standing by on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Kenny, how you doing?
Well, I'm recovering from last night. It was a late night coming to Montreal, but man alive, you're right. That crowd was unbelievable last night, and just the crowd's will to have this team win was something else. And you know, this is a special team, and we don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. We certainly hope that that'll be the case. But I'll tell you what, this is a never-say-die team right now. They've got 13 wins, come-from-behind wins in the third period. I mean, they just never give up and didn't look good in the third period, halfway through the third last night, but they found a way to win.
Yeah, amazing. Just, and I loved the little old-school flavor of listening, not to a complete game, but I caught the third period in OT on our flagship station, 96-1 The Game in Grand Rapids. I think they'll have the Montreal Wings game tonight, and it was just fantastic. And you're a top shelf pro, and Paul Woods cheering when they scored in overtime. He hasn't cheered like that since he saw grass in Northern Canada.
I think the last time I saw him raise his hands that high after Raymond scored the game winning goal in overtime was probably when Billy Lahead scored that game winner in 1978 as the Red Wings beat at the Atlanta Flames and advanced to play Montreal. But yeah, it was pretty exciting last night, and you know, things weren't looking good. But that crowd was unbelievable. And you know, I talked to Derek Lalonde today, and he mentioned this after the game last night. A couple of fans threw some octopi out onto the ice, and it was at the perfect time because the Red Wings were gassed, and they needed Larkin, and they needed DeBrincat, and all the big-time players, Raymond, out there on the ice. And that really gave them an extra, what I want to call, TV timeout. It gave them a chance to catch their breath and gave them the opportunity to come back and win that game. So, you know, I give an assist to the crowd last night, and so does Newsy.
Ken Cal, voice of the Wings. Yeah, Paul Woods, I just loved it. With your call, you're going crazy. Your signature, high-pitched. Oh, my God, can you believe it? And then Paul, it's like 9 months of winter, and he finally saw the lake's not frozen in Canada. It was a beautiful thing. And the one thing I will say where this team is different, and I talked about this the last couple of weeks, compared to when, no matter what happens tonight, whether Washington wins, Philly wwins, Wings win, Wings lose in Montreal, that this team has really showed that they are different from teams that have failed to make the playoffs, that this team has grit, fight, they're doing it to the end, and they could end up losing on a tiebreaker to get in, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, the other good thing, though, is that Philly's got something to play for because they still have an outside chance to make the playoffs. So that's an important game. It's not like Philly has nothing to play for and, you know, Washington goes in there and wins easily, but, you know, it's going to be a battle there. So, you know, the Red Wings they need some help tonight, but also they have to take care of business here in Montreal. And this is a disappointing Montreal team. I mean, they thought they had this game won, and what a third period it was for Detroit. So, you know, it all comes down to the 82nd game of the season, and I give the Red Wings a lot of credit this year for how far they've come. You're seeing some maturity from some of the younger guys, especially a guy like Lucas Raymond, who I think over the last month and a half, Huge, has just put this team on his back. And, you know, he's a leading point getter on this team. He's got 31 goals on the season. He trails Dylan Larkin. But Larkin and Raymond have been really good. And so is Mo Sider. The younger guys on this team are really picking up and carrying the load, and that's a good sign to see in the years to come.
I'd also like to send a note of congratulations to the Boston Bruins for totally laying down, not wanting to face the Wings in the playoffs with their 16-shot performance in the 2-0 loss to the Caps last night. Thank you, Boston. You're really a hockey town east. Yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, the good thing is, you mentioned the Flyers playing for something. They didn't play last night. Caps did play in beating the Bruins 2-0. So you're going to have a rested Flyers team if the Wings can take care of business in Montreal.
Well, you're right about that. But that goaltender for Washington has been terrific. I mean, Lindgren's been really good. And he almost had a shutout against Detroit if it wasn't for Kane's goal with 1 second to go. So I can't figure out that Washington team, Huge. I mean, it's like some games they look really good, and other games they don't look good. And I don't know which team's going to show up. Hopefully it's the second version, that they won't be very good tonight. And, again, hopefully the Red Wings can take care of business here in Montreal. It's the 82nd game of the season. We don't know if the season's going to continue for Detroit, but it, I get the feeling right now, like, we just don't want this to end. And you know, things have been going so well for the Red Wings towards the end of the season here in a battle to make the playoffs, that you want to see it continue. Because if they do get into the playoffs, and we've seen it before, the way the magic has been for this Red Wing team, they could pull up an upset. You know, they could face New York and they could beat this team, you know, and you never know. You just got to get there, and hopefully tonight that'll happen for Detroit.
That's why not you, but I have my conspiracies about Wings would be like, I think, weren't the Panthers the 8 seed a year ago? I think they were. Well, yeah, they were the 8 seed a year ago. You don't want the Wings, especially the way they've been playoff ready for nearly 3 weeks, right? It's felt like playoff hockey since that Nashville game in Nashville.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage, but I would think that it's an advantage because you're already playing meaningful games and you're on a high going into the playoffs. So the Red Wings, if they get in, they could be a dangerous team. Now, they'd face the New York Rangers in the first round, but they've had struggles against New York this year. But for the most part, all those games have been close. And again, all the regular season statistics, when you go into the playoffs, get thrown out the windows. I've seen where teams were the best power play team, but then they start off in the playoffs going 0-10. I mean, it's just about matchups, and it's about momentum and everything else. And that's why playoffs are different than the regular season. So you never know.
His name is Ken Kell. And before you go, Ken, I want the audience to hear. I want to hold on for a second here, Ken. I want the audience to hear what I heard last night sitting in my truck.
Gustav Spear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores!
It's almost kind of, because it wasn't a playoff game, I can't go Dickerson with Maglio and his homer to put him in the series. If it was a playoff game, I'd go there, Kim, but that is really top shelf.
Well, I'll tell you what, the tying goal was something to believe, or, you know, like hard to believe too. And, you know, the play that gets missed on that game tying goal by Raymond is how Gostis Bear jumped up at the blue line on a clearing attempt to keep that play alive and to keep the puck in the zone. It allowed the Red Wings to regroup, and then Raymond scored the tying goal. And, you know, that was something. You don't get to overtime unless Raymond ties it, right? And he had a good shot on Montembeau. And I'll tell you, the place went crazy there at Little Caesars Arena. And that's a good sign. We haven't seen that in Detroit since the days of Joe Louis Arena. And it was just so nice that we had a big crowd on Fan Appreciation Night. And they all went home happy and well-deserved. I mean, this has been a really good season for Detroit. And hopefully, you know, there'll be better things to come. But business isn't taken care of yet. We got to do, the job tonight. Red Wings got to win this game. And we got our fingers crossed, hopefully, Huge, that this team can make the playoffs and give the fans in Detroit a couple more games in the postseason.
Yeah, the way it's set up, just the Wings have to win, get two. And if the Caps get one, whether it goes to OT and they would lose or goes to a shootout, they get one and the Wings get two, the Wings are in, correct?
That's exactly right. Now, if the Red Wings lose, and if the Red Wings lose, they're out. But if the Red Wings lose, Washington loses, Philadelphia has the tiebreaker, I believe. It has to go down to four tiebreakers. So they still have an opportunity to cash in. So it's going to go down to the final seconds. And what's amazing is that all the games tonight start at 7 o'clock. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of scoreboard watching, I think, on the bench as well.
I know I will be. I'll be watching on Valley Sports Detroit or listening in the Grand Rapids area on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, and also checking my apps for the score out of Philly. Ken, have a great call tonight. We are blessed, as Bob Kaser tweeted out, with Mickey and Ken Daniels on TV, and you and Paul Woods, and even Kaser and Larry Figurski with the Wings Top Farm affiliate in Grand Rapids with the Griffins. Hockey fans at the pro level are extremely blessed inside the Wings organization. We are.
Well, I even texted Bob Kaser today. He sent me a nice text about last night's game. And I said, Bob, you're part of this too. You called 25 games when I was out and I couldn't call any hockey games. So he's a big part of everything here too in the hockey family here in Detroit. So I thank him for filling in for me. He did a great job. And again, huge tonight. I think you're going to have to sit out in your truck or in your car and listen to the third period.
I will. They'll be lucky. You got all of a sudden the Ilitch family will get me a new truck to sit in outside of LCA all the way through the playoffs. You guys win the Stanley Cup and I listen to every third period in my truck. It could be a GMC. Yeah, UConn could be a deal there with GMC. I think they're connected to the Wings. Kenny, thank you so much. Bob Kaser did text me. Hey, Bill, because I work 25 games, if they win it all, do I get a ring? I don't know,
absolutely.
Bob. I'll have to text him back.
I would put in for it. I would say, hey, why not?
Yeah, why not? I'll type this back. Bob, probably you pay half of it. They'll pay the other. I love it. He did sound good, and I'm glad you're feeling better and everything worked out for you, Ken. Go get them tonight with Paul, and let's hope the Flyers need the Rocky theme. Need the Rocky theme playing in the clubhouse. You need that. You need the Rocky theme starting your broadcast with the Rocky theme.
Well, hey, the other thing, too, is, and we're excited about the Griffins going into the playoffs, and I can't tell you how much that means to all the youngsters in the organization to gain that valuable experience. So we're hoping that the Griffins go far in the playoffs, too, and who knows, maybe Bob will get a chance to call another Calder Cup championship.
Man, and maybe you'll get a chance of the Wings as an 8 seed. You never know in playoff hockey that they'll get back not only in Stanley Cup playoffs, but back the Stanley Cup Finals. They have to take care of business tonight, and Philly needs to win at home against Washington. Ken Cal, voice of your Detroit Red Wings. One final game tonight in La Montreal. I hope they get a W. Kenny, thanks for your time.
All right, bonsoir, Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, au revoir. C'est fafier. Does your dog bad? Thank you, Ken. Live French class was awesome.
There you go.